WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Geostationary Operational Environmental Satellites, or GOES, are an essential component of weather forecasting for the National Weather Service. Satellite images you see on the nightly television weathercast are from GOES satellites as well. The United States operates two meteorological satellites in geostationary orbit, one over the equator at 75 degrees west with a view of the East Coast, and the other over the equator at about 135 degrees west for the West Coast view. With the satellites positioned over the equator, they are viewing the northern hemisphere at an angle, so you can get a sense of the vertical development of the clouds. Also, taller clouds will cast shadows onto lower ones, so visible imagery is an excellent tool for locating developing thunderstorms. However, computer enhancements to these images are common. Probably the most common enhancement is the combination of both GOES west and east into one image of the continental United States. These satellites are capable of providing information on clouds and moisture in three primary forms: visible, infrared, or IR, and water vapor imagery. Each of these offers meteorologists certain advantages and disadvantages, so we're going to take a look at each type in our next installment of WeatherBrains 101. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.